You're listening to The Owl on UCFM 87.8, broadcasting from Ngunnawal Country.
Welcome back to another episode of Hear All About It live on UCFM. I'm Ben, and today I'm joined by Tia and Leela.
Hey.
Hello, guys. How's
Hello.
It hooting?
Good. How are you?
So, how's your week been?
That's yeah. my answer.
I hope your week gets better, Leela.
Oh, thank you. We've got 2 days to improve it.
That's
so let's
exciting.
Hope.
Well, it's definitely the end of the semester. So.
Yeah. Honestly, I just feel, ever since Easter, I feel it's just snowballed into...
That's fair.
Abort mission. That's what yeah. I feel like.
The red button's just like flashing bigger. It's yes. like, present!
I mean, mentally, I'm still in like early March, so.
Yeah, why is it nearly May? I realized that the other day. I was like, it's mid-April.
Yeah.
We are nearly 6 months into the year. I'm not okay with that.
No, mentally, I'm still at COVID lockdown.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so still real.
Get back.
I mean, it's been like 3 years now.
I know, right?
4 years.
Literally.
Yeah.
The idea of like social distancing and yes. mask wearing and having to check in where you go, that's like bewildering to me. It was bewildering yeah. at the time, but it's like more bewildering now.
yeah. Well, we
Anything
have,
exciting in your week?
I mean, yeah. No, not really. I just have a lot of schoolwork that I need to do. So.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. exciting. I don't think you guys are massive Taylor Swift fans, but new Taylor album coming on Friday. That's
I mean,
my...
okay, I said before that I wasn't. I'm not a Swiftie, but I mean, I still think I'm a fan. I'm just not like in her fan club, you know?
Yeah. It's so funny. I was talking to Rach, the station manager, just before, and I said they just mentioned in the news on... Mix 106.3 earlier that apparently Courtney Love has had a bit of a tiff with Taylor Swift because oh. she said something along the lines of, yeah, Taylor's just another person. She's not that great. and I was like, well, I'm with her kind of in a sense. Like, yeah. I'm not going to break my back to, you know, run after Taylor.
Yeah.
But if it happened to be in the same area, yeah, I'll watch her. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's where I am at.
I mean, she's a very exciting person. So.
Exactly. And she's very successful and she's very close to my age. So I really need to aspire to more.
Yeah.
anyway.
Well, we have some real or fake headlines and Tia is hosting today. And we also have Ben back on the...
Ben S.
Not me, someone else. back on the radio. So...
Welcome, Ben.
How exciting.
Do you remember what you're doing, Ben?
Yeah.
Great.
Just listening to that opening intro and thinking, as if UC ever sounds like that. like those the nature sounds and stuff.
Well, we have to keep people
very
calm
idealistic.
Collected.
We're in the bush capital, aren't we?
That's what the number plates say.
it's more like a jungle where I live.
right, okay. well, I think let's get into the real or fake headlines. I can't remember if we have a sound effect for them. We don't have a sound effect. So let's get into the real or fake headlines. Now, it's actually quite convenient because Ben and I were studying together earlier and I nearly read you out my real or fake headlines. So it's a good thing that I didn't.
That would have been helpful.
It would have. All right. Here you go. We've got two questions here. First headline. Fire engulfs iconic stock exchange building in Denmark's Copenhagen. True or false?
Fire engulfs.
Iconic stock exchange building.
Okay. So the first thing I've got to figure out is, would you guys actually know where Copenhagen is?
I've been to Copenhagen.
Denmark, right?
yeah.
Yeah.
I will say...
Outrageous.
I will say real.
Correct. It is
yes.
true.
Get in.
I was actually, because I was Googling real or fake headlines, and I was like, let's see what's happening in Denmark right now.
Yep.
And yeah, this headline came up and I was like, whoa. And then within like 5 minutes of me writing this headline, it was like on the ABC and on the Daily Oz. And I was like, guys, I was being really smart with my ideas here. and for some reason, I was like, let's look at Denmark news. And now there's like this whole Denmark thing. So
there you go.
I thought that was kind of wild. But I've got some more information about you for it. So the building is one of the oldest and most well-known buildings in Denmark's capital, causing its... And the fire caused its spire to collapse onto the roof. And it was undergoing construction. and it had been under renovation when the blaze broke out. It houses a large art collection, and footage shows people carrying away a number of items to safety during the blaze, including historical paintings.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They don't know what caused the fire yet, though.
Wow.
Yeah. So, kind of wild.
Yeah.
All right. Second headline.
I wonder if it was marked for destruction. Denmarked for destruction.
I was really hoping that I wouldn't get any more dad jokes after last week where Josh and Zach were just like firing them
at
me.
Oh, yeah, I doubt. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Second headline. Harry Styles announces collaboration with Niall Horan in next album.
If that's a fake headline, that's the most boring fake headline I've ever heard in my life. They're in the same band.
Yeah, but they broke up. That's why it's a big thing, because collaboration.
Okay, I will say that that is fake.
It is fake.
Fake, disgusting.
I was struggling. I was really struggling to write the headline. I was trying to use your favorite book series, Ben.
But oh, yeah, what happened with that?
Well, I couldn't come up with anything.
What's your favorite book series?
Well, my favorite book series is actually The Stormlight Archive.
Oh, yeah.
By Brandon Sanderson. But the one I'm reading right now, the one I told Tia, is The Dresden Files by Jim Butcher, which is an urban fantasy mystery series.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, it's going okay. I'm one book in of 17, 18 books.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
is it still being written?
The last one was in 2020, so I'm not sure.
17 books, I mean. Maybe. Probably.
Is it fiction, Ben?
It is fiction.
Okay.
Given that it's, fantasy.
In, like, aliens and stuff, or...?
More like... It's kind of like the traditional, like, arcane kind of, like, vampires, demons, werewolves, these kinds of things, you know. It seems to be, like, a combination. So it's set in, like, the real world. Like, it's set in like, normal Chicago.
Yeah.
But then it's incorporating this idea that, all these, fantasy monsters and things actually exist, and there's wizards. So, like, the main character's a wizard and all this sort of thing. So it's
pretty much
it's an interesting
Twilight.
Concept. Interesting concept.
I did some research, and apparently the author is still writing books.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he writing these books? Maybe.
Yeah, these
Maybe
ones. He's continuing this series.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And the first one was written in, like, 2002 or something.
Yeah. 2000? Yeah. Exactly. So it'll be interesting to see how it sort of develops, because, you know, I've just finished the first one. It was all right. It was okay. But I reckon it'll get better, because usually authors get better as they... Why is this? Why are you laughing? I'm being serious. Right
well,
now.
Because there's 17 books. Like, yeah, but they're really the same, bad at the start.
Is it the same story across all 17?
It's meant to be a continuation. Yeah. Right. Do you reckon each story will be its own story though as well?
Yeah, because I was going to say, do you think he wrote a really big novel and then he gave it to the publisher and they were like, "I'm not publishing that," and so he's like, "Just put it into 17 books then."
So like the first book was like 8 hours audio, right? Audio, which is pretty short. So I've read some of the Brandon Sanderson Stormlight Archive books are like 55 hours.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. But they're like epics.
Wonderful.
They're really good.
Sounds
recommend.
So exciting, Ben.
You've got to be a bit patient, but I would 100% recommend Brandon Sanderson. Stormlight Archive. You've got to be a bit patient with Stormlight Archive. It starts off a bit slow, but it's all worth it. You just got to go through that character development. You get invested. It's good.
I think we need to start a book club.
I was about to say, that's book club with them.
That'll be fun.
There's a lot of different clubs. Let's be honest.
Split personality.
Do we need to go to a song yet or not? What are we doing?
No, we have to go into the first segment, which will be.
I was going to tell you a story though.
Riveting. Oh, please share your story.
Do you want my story?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, so this morning. No, it's not about AI. Which I've been using a lot recently. Actually, do you want me to tell you about my new AI subscription?
No, I want to hear the story.
Yeah, no, you don't want to hear about that, don't worry. So I was at the bus stop this morning and the bus arrived and I pick up my bags. And for some reason, I don't know why, my cane's sitting there like leaning against the seat. And I'm like, I'm going to try and like kick it up into my hand. And I kick it up and it's like not balanced right, and the handle part just hits me in the head. And then the cane just goes flying across the footpath, and I just sort of walk over, pick it up, get on the bus, and the bus driver goes, "Nice try, mate."
At least he was being friendly.
I bet he told so many people about that.
Good effort.
That is so funny.
You blind fool. Good try.
Oh, well, I hope everyone.
He didn't want me to put the ram down for you. Make it easier for you to get on. There you go, mate. Just sit there. No, don't go up. No, just sit down. Please just sit down.
Oh, Ben, just you're funny.
Sit down. Stupid man. Just hit yourself in the head. You've probably got a concussion.
Oh, my word. Other Ben, you best interrupt other Ben.
Well, yes.
Ben will just keep going.
Listen on campus at 87.8 FM.
Or even better, join us in the studio because this is very funny.
Come down. Or live audience.
On your phone or smart speaker on iHeartRadio or at ucfm.com.au.
How exciting.
And follow the Owl at the Owl underscore UC or UCFM at UCFM underscore 87.8.
He's blind and stupid.
He's still going. He's still thinking about it. Did you, in your mind, did you think it was going to work well? Like, did you have this vision of it just like flying?
I actually don't know why I did it. It's like my foot just jerked out and just like.
Can we get you to recreate this?
Can try. I'm not opposed.
We'll do that in the first song. How about that?
But before that, we have Crime with Leela.
I feel like we need to hear your catchphrase again.
Let's do crime.
Thank you.
Much better.
Well, I'm just going to get straight into it. Question one. A woman... Okay, this is... We shouldn't laugh. That's pretty sad. Try not to laugh. A woman has died and two other people have been taken to hospital after doing something at a health retreat in regional Victoria. What did they do?
Oh, I saw this. They had like a drink, like they had drunk something.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Do you know what they drank?
No.
Ben?
Alcohol. I don't know.
Can I have a guess? Because I don't know, because I heard it on the radio as I was driving in, but I missed the start of the story. But was it something like, something with mushrooms in it?
Yeah.
That's right. Because it was like... Another mushroom-related death. Yes. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, I did see this, yeah, but I didn't know they drank it.
Yeah. So my first question is, did they not see... Was it a beef Wellington that had mushrooms in it? What was it?
Yeah, it was the beef Wellington pie.
Did they not see that happen?
Yeah.
Because why would you then... And you're at a health retreat. Like, I get mushrooms, supposedly healthy. They're fungus. Fungi. But no.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they drank it, was it like... A smoothie, mushroom smoothie. Ooh. Like how
it could have
you...
been like tea, maybe.
Oh yeah, mushroom tea potentially.
Yeah, probably. All I see is like a cauldron over fire, like bubbles coming up, and it's just like a recipe for disaster. And clearly it was because one woman sadly died, and two others are still being monitored in hospital. Mm. So the police are investigating what went wrong.
They crushed them up and put them in a drink. According to news.com.au.
That seems a bit sketchy to me.
Yeah, like no. Just have carbonara for your mushrooms and then leave them aside. Mm. Question two. So yeah, just a warning, this question is a bit gruesome. So if you don't like it or you don't like gruesome things, mute us for a minute and then come back. A couple who owned a Colorado funeral home have been charged after something happened at their previous funeral home. What happened for them to go to jail?
Oh, I have not heard this.
Well, I'm assuming someone died, right?
Kind of.
They were not dead and they're like...
That would be a better scenario.
Okay. They like chopped up bodies and put them... I have no clue. I'm really going in the dark here.
So the authorities, they discovered 190... decaying bodies that were not treated or cremated as agreed.
That's a thing. I've heard that story in other places too.
Yeah.
Which is pretty disturbing.
So the funeral home, The funeral home owners used the money that people gave them, obviously, for cremations and funerals for personal things like vacations, cosmetic surgery. And they kind of just let the bodies pile up. And then it kind of obviously, can you imagine the smell?
That's what I was just about to say.
And
how
it just
could you do that?
Yeah, so they've just been sentenced.
Good. I'd feel so guilty if I was on holiday knowing that there's like
it's so this, bad. Yeah,
this pile of dead bodies that I was meant to be doing something with,
and like it's people's loved ones.
Exactly.
And, do you know what I mean? Like it's so bad.
Goodness.
America.
You wonder, like, because obviously, if people pay to get their loved ones' ashes like back,
yep.
What did they give them? Did they just give them like
I mean, in I've heard of this stuff before, and they give them like concrete dust and stuff like that.
That's so bad.
Yeah.
That is so bad.
Goodness me.
Question 3. Something very dangerous has infiltrated the UK drug market and has already been linked to at least 11 deaths. What is it?
I feel like I just don't know the news. I've not heard any of these. Do you know, Ben?
Fentanyl.
It's along those lines, yep.
I'm not very knowledgeable at drugs,
that's
unfortunately.
Good. It's a good thing.
I'm very expertised.
So, it's a deadly flesh-eating disease that is caused by a drug called xylazine, which is used like with fentanyl. So people are using the xylazine or xylazine and cutting it into heroin with fentanyl for the like longer high feeling or whatever you want to call it. But it's a type of animal tranquilizer which causes painful necrotic sores which can lead to amputations and lethal overdose.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then already in the UK, 11 people have died. This is apparently a big issue in America as well, because obviously people who buy drugs don't really know, like drug dealers and stuff often cut them to make more money, but it's just don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs. don't do
stay
it.
In school.
Stay
exactly.
In school, don't do drugs.
Drink coffee. That's better.
Yeah.
Well, coffee is a
coffee
drug.
Is a drug.
Don't have to tell me. Question 4. Okay, still in the UK. One of the UK's most wanted men has been arrested at Heathrow Airport after many years on the run. How long has he been on the run for?
32.
Pretty close.
I just made that number up.
31.
Oh, still pretty close, but no. 27.
Years. Okay. Oh. We would have gotten there eventually.
Yeah, we could have. Yes. We could have gone down there.
27
years.
That's a
longer
long time.
Than I've been alive.
Oh, not me. Definitely longer than you, Ben.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Not other Ben. He was about 10 then, I think. calling you old and you're not responding. Ben.
I act young.
He does cool tricks with his cane at the bus stop.
He's trying to fit in somehow. So Richard Burrows is his name. He was accused of historic child sexual abuse, and he was arrested last week when he returned to the UK from Thailand. So they caught up to him at the airport. Yeah. He is 80 years old.
Oh.
So he's pretty, he's an elderly gentleman.
So we couldn't really outrun them.
And he has been wanted by the Cheshire Police for 27 years after he failed to attend the Cheshire Crown Court in December of 1997.
Wow.
So, yes. The charges against him is not very nice. Like, it's 2 charges of sodomy and 11 counts of indecent assault. So, it's, pretty serious stuff.
Yeah.
But, now he's 80. I don't know how that's going to go
down.
Has
he been charged yet? When was he arrested? Sorry.
Yeah, last Thursday.
Right,
so
okay, yeah.
I guess we'll find out.
Next week.
I'm assuming it won't just be a slap on the wrist, so something has to come from it.
Well, the fact that he's also been
quite old now.
Yeah, but the fact that he's been on the run for 27 years.
Exactly.
That's also going to surely be some punishment there too.
I'm sure. Well, it depends. I mean, what if everyone who was interested in the case has retired from the police force? So, it's less likely that they care. I don't know. We'll see.
I feel like that's not how police forces work, but we never know.
I don't know. I'm not a police officer.
Question 5. Police are investigating a New Zealand man they found driving a stolen car. He said he didn't know that the car was stolen. However, he started the car in a very peculiar way. What did he use to start the car?
Not the keys. Ooh, in a peculiar way. Did he like push it down a hill?
No.
Then, oh, okay.
He did use like an object.
Okay.
But not
a crowbar.
No.
A fish. That came to mind when you said the question. So.
No.
Was it like something that could be key shaped?
I guess you could key shape it. It definitely wasn't key shaped.
Oh, I'm stumped.
What's the thing you put on paper to hold it together?
Like a paper clip?
Yeah, paper clip. I don't use paper clips.
No.
Enlighten us, I want to know.
Was it a part of his body?
Oh, Ben. No. It was a screwdriver, which I don't understand. Like, I've never tried to hotwire a car either, so I would not know how that works.
Oh, I do it all the time.
And
how do you think I got here?
I'm assuming in 2024, especially with all the hybrids and electrics and Teslas, like, it's probably harder nowadays than it used to be.
Yeah.
Maybe you just, like, push it in the key slot and then just, like, bang at it.
Or just plug it in and then it starts by itself. But a screwdriver, I would imagine, is still quite challenging. Because even a Phillips head screwdriver... Like, would it fit in the keyhole?
I can't say I'm a big expert in Phillips screwdrivers.
That is so funny. Maybe we'll try after the episode. I've got screwdrivers in my car. Hilarious.
That'll be our next segment. We'll try and hotwire a car with a screwdriver.
But that was crime.
I'll make the sound effect. That was... Oh, say it again.
That was crime. The world's gone nuts,
honestly.
I haven't
done crime with you for a long time. I appreciate that.
It's exciting. I love doing crime with you.
Me too. Let's go do some more.
Extra headline.
Well, that was very exciting. So is the next song. This is Never Ending Song by Conan Gray.
That was Never Ending Song by Conan Gray. Pretty catchy song. Leave it agree.
Yes.
Yes.
Good. Very, very
He's also just released a new album. Nice. Ben's just left. Bye, Ben. Well, shout out to Ben for leaving during my segment. But, speaking of my segment, I think we should do some Canberra news. Oh, yeah, you guys haven't heard this song. Sounding...
That's cute.
Is that an actual song?
Yeah. Right. We listened to it last week.
Okay.
We watched the video. It was pretty wild.
Where did it come
from? Here we go. We'll listen to it
again.
Where
did it come from?
Who was it by?
Oh, it was like an advertisement, wasn't it, for Canberra? Just come to Canberra. It's great. Guys.
Oh, so it's like from back in the day to get people to move here. Is it old?
Yes.
Yeah. Because, like, great, older than me. Because I, like, if I heard the song, I'd be like, move to Canberra. I don't think so.
Okay, well, good thing you're already here.
We need better PR.
Can we talk about that just for a second? And everyone's going to hate me that's listening at the moment. But when they said the other day on the radio that Canberra's in the top 10 for the most boring cities, I was like, amen, someone finally voiced it.
Canberra is not boring.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
I think everyone says it.
I'm struggling here. Okay, wait, Ben, are you from Canberra?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because last week I did my Canberra segment with two people not from Canberra. And, gosh, it was rough.
Yeah.
Do you know Goodbreeze? Ben?
Yeah.
Do you know Good Breeze?
I do.
Okay, Josh and Zach did not. You don't like it?
No.
Leave.
You need to have, it's frozen custard, right?
Yeah, but it just tastes like frozen ice cream.
You should go try it in South Africa. That's way better.
Okay, well, until then, I'm just going to have to put up with Good Breeze. All right, well, moving on from that, I hope you guys do better than Josh and Zach did last week because they
so
knew
do
nothing.
I.
Josh called Goodbreeze Godfrey's, like the...
the vacuum store? No.
It's pretty wild.
Well, I heard Godfrey's is closing down.
Yeah,
so.
Well, about time. They've been around since the start of Canberra, which is like 1907. Lord. Time to move on.
Yeah.
To my questions. All right, first question. This one made me giggle. I was quite surprised. What animal... was found hanging behind a TV in the fifth floor of a Dixon apartment.
Ooh, I saw this. Did I pay attention? No.
A koala?
No. Was it a possum?
No.
A snake?
No, it was hanging.
Snakes can hang.
Okay, that's true. But this animal is notorious for hanging. No, it was a flying fox.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I saw that, yes.
So it's thought that the flying fox, who they've named Stephen, shout out to Stephen.
Why Stephen?
I don't know. They didn't say. They just said his name was Stephen. Made me think of the Taylor Swift song, but maybe they like that song. Anyways, yeah, Stephen flew through the open balcony door of the fifth floor apartment because the owners leave their door open for their cat to go in and out of the balcony, and they think that it got confused and couldn't find its way out, so it was just hung out behind the TV.
Maybe it was cold.
Maybe.
Just hovering there.
Yeah.
When was this? Monday?
I think so, yeah.
You know why? Because Farmer Wants a Wife was on. That's why he flew in behind the TV.
He's like, I need to see the new episode. But ACT Wildlife says the native mammal is now in care with other juveniles and an adult female.
Aww.
So, yay. Good on Stephen. All right, question two. Ben, you already know this one. We discussed this previously.
Yeah, this was almost my question.
It really was. It's been announced that an iconic musical is making its way to Canberra. What is it? What musical is it?
Well, I'll give
know,
it to you.
No, I don't know.
Is it? Does it happen to be Chicago?
It is Chicago. That's so crazy.
That is a great.
Yeah.
How will I say this? Because I've never seen the musical. I have seen the musical because my friends did it at school back in the diggities. And then it was fantastic, but then I've never been able to make it through the movie.
Fair. Like, I've never watched the movie.
Oh, it's so slow.
Well, I mean, yeah, some musical movies just have a problem adapting the genre.
Yeah. But the musical that, I mean, my friends made, maybe I'm biased, but that was fantastic. Yeah. So, but maybe we should go watch this one as well.
It's the first time that a professional production of Chicago has ever come to Canberra.
Oh, wow.
So, exciting.
I didn't even know that.
Is it going to be at the Q? Is that
No,
it
it's
is?
At the Canberra Theatre.
Oh, okay.
So it's running for 2 weeks with opening night on the 7th of September. So a bit of time to get your tickets. And Wonderful. It's... Okay, did either of you watch Kath and Kim?
I've seen
half of it.
Okay, you know the character Brett?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the actor, Peter Rosthorn, he features as Amos Hart, which is the main character's husband.
No
way. I kind of want to go just so that I can see Brett from Kath and Kim live on stage. So maybe, I think that's going to be a big draw card for people. But the thing is, I don't know if he can sing or act. Well, I mean, he can act, but like sing and dance.
Yes.
Because I saw, what was it, Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat in Melbourne, and they had some... I want to say AFL like coach or like icon, and he was like really well known, and he played this really big role, and he cannot sing.
Yeah,
he cannot dance, and it was just sort of like they did that for to get people
because
in. And I was
Louise,
so
Louise,
and I was so upset because I was like, that's my favorite character. He played the Pharaoh, and it was like it's such a fun role, and it was like, get off stage, man, get me up there, I could do a better job.
Well, he is a performer, unlike an AFL coach. So
Yeah, that's true. But can he sing?
I think he can. I'm betting that he can. So let's hope that I'm right.
There you go. So that was question two. I feel like we got a bit sidetracked there. I'm going to go home and watch Kath and Kim after this. All right, question three. This one, I only knew about this because one of my friends, she loves this TikTok squad. And so she was very excited. But which Aussie TikTok squad have been spotted here in Canberra?
Is it the Aussie Pro Squad?
It is the Aussie Pro Squad.
I know nothing about this. Please explain.
There's this family of like three boys and a mom.
Four brothers.
Four. And they just like go on TikTok Live and they dance in public. And they're on TikTok Live all the time. And it's
So they've gone viral across TikTok, like Ben said, for their series of dances that they do at various locations around Australia.
Wow.
And now they're in Canberra.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Good for them. I saw the video. They're wearing matching... fun coloured shirts. They all had their little individual shirt colour.
That is so funny.
For them. But yeah, that was just a little fun one.
I guess they're on tour. Maybe they should come to a stage.
And they should go to Goodberries.
I think so. I didn't realise that Goodberries was only Canberra based until like a month ago. I thought it was like Australia wide.
That's because it's not popular to you.
I disagree.
No offence.
All right, next question. New figures have revealed that potholes cost the ACT government over $500,000 since 2022. How many potholes have been fixed this year?
Two. They don't do a very good job of fitting them.
That's very true, but unfortunately it's a lot more than two.
200.
Correct.
Oh, exactly 200.
Well, that's what this article said.
Oh, wow. Sure,
yeah.
201.
Yeah, actually.
Approximately.
Approximately 200 potholes have been fixed this year alone.
Oh, wow.
But like you said, I have only seen like two potholes fixed.
Yeah. Mm. That's and the then same
like,
one.
Yeah. And then it always opens up again. And I'm like, just fix the whole road. Yes. Like,
the patching doesn't work. I saw today while I was driving here to UC, don't ask me where now, but somewhere, there was a road cordoned off. And obviously there's 100 people, 90 of them don't do anything but stand around with lollipops.
Yeah.
And the other 10 actually do something. And they were patching as well. I was like, guys, this is going to last till the end of June. Rain season in Canberra, mm-hmm. 10 more potholes. Mm-hmm. Lord, no. Mm.
Yeah.
But I do understand asphalt and everything's very expensive. But it's, hey, yeah. ACT election
we
coming
do,
up.
Yeah. We should do cobblestones like they did the in potholes. Roman times.
Yeah, yes. Bring back cobblestones. I feel like it would go very well in Canberra. Probably. And then it wouldn't be boring.
And we can get horses and cart like carriages. That's even more globally friendly.
Yeah.
We just need to invent teleportation. No potholes there.
That's true. Let's get unless it your teleportation things, if they open up the same place every time and then everyone always steps on that stop, you're going to make feet potholes. Yeah, so that's a fun thought for you. But 877 claims have been settled since 2022 about potholes.
Which is so interesting. Like, I didn't know, because Lara Simpson did a story on this a couple of years ago about people claiming money back from damage to the car from potholes. Mm. I did not know you can do that.
No.
Maybe I should drive through a pothole.
Well, you can't now that you've said that.
You've said that. It's on air. We've got you. All right. My last question is not necessarily Canberra, because I was running out of Canberra things. This is sort of like Canberra and the surrounding areas. So here we go. The biggest pumpkin grown in Australia this year has been given a second life after it was used as a boat and paddled down the Tumut River. How heavy was the pumpkin?
I love this. I love pumpkins.
I don't weigh pumpkins much, so I'm not sure about... I don't even know how much an average pumpkin weighs, so I couldn't tell you.
It's probably about 2 to 3 kilos, I'd say, the average. Was it a Kent? Does it say what type of pumpkin it was? Butternut.
It was a big one.
It's probably a Kent.
Maybe. I don't know.
Was it big enough? Obviously big enough to fit a human because it was a little bit.
Yeah, look here. You can see the photo. I mean.
Oh, wow. Kinda, yeah, okay.
That is it's so funny. It's a large pumpkin and there's a man.
300 kilos.
Higher.
Wow. 400.
565.
400 is very close.
401.
No. Was 407.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So
how did they grow it like that?
I don't know. I'm not pumpkin.
This is where we need Ben S, because he was talking about steroids.
Well,
before.
I have seen on TikTok people grow massive pumpkins and they do it very carefully. They have to shade it and
Well, like Wallace and Gromit style. Hello.
Yeah.
How entertaining. Yeah. Was it from Collector, the pumpkin?
Oh, I don't know, because I mean it was paddled down the Tumut River, so I'm presuming it was in. I read the whole story when I was writing this question, and I just selected the key points, and I can't remember. But I do have the name of the pumpkin. It was named Tormund after the Game of Thrones character Tormund's Giantsbane.
Yeah,
which
that is so funny. They used to have a pumpkin fest. I don't know if they still do it, but they used to have one at Collector because it's like pumpkin country or something. Yeah. And we went once, and everything was pumpkin, like literally. That was fantastic.
I love that.
And I love pumpkins. Like,
yeah.
I love a good pumpkin soup.
Yeah.
I was talking about that the other day, actually. Where is your best pumpkin soup recipe from? Like, do you have a pumpkin soup recipe in your family?
My fiance.
Ooh.
I'm so glad it's winter almost because
yeah,
it's like pumpkin soup every day.
I think we should have a pumpkin soup competition. I think UC Bar should make it a pumpkin soup day.
That'll be fun.
Yes. Get lots of different pumpkin soups.
And we can do pumpkin reviews.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ideas.
But this pumpkin, the 407 kilogram one, will now end up as it was originally intended for feeding cattle.
Oh, I guess because it's still being used.
Yeah, they grew this big one and then it won the prize and then they were like, oh, we're going to give it to the cattle. And then there was this other guy who was like, I'm into shenanigans. He's used the word shenanigans several times. And so then he was like, can I ride it down the river? So he did, because so I think he'd been intending to do that, and he started growing his own, and he said it got to the size of a softball, and then it just like died.
Yeah,
so not he was work. Yeah. So he reached out to this guy, and he was like, "Hey, can I use your pumpkin to just for like a quick second?" So,
oh, that's so funny. They should have done it for a prom. Imagine entering your prom floating in a pumpkin. Yeah. Hilarious.
Yeah.
But that was Canberra News. We're blowing up. Really enjoy that sound.
We need that song on Spotify.
This is so funny. Wasn't this back when they were paying people to move to Canberra? I swear what? There was sure. a time where people got paid to move to Canberra because it was the capital and no one wanted to live here.
I think
because it's boring.
That was like because it was heard. Being established.
I don't know. It sounds like an 80s song, right? I'm not sure. But yes, I'm sure yeah. that feels a bit too late in Canberra's history to be paying Probably. People. I don't know.
Well, yeah. Wild times.
So funny.
Come well, actually, don't come to Canberra. If you think it's boring, don't come to Canberra. I like it when the roads aren't busy.
I do like the, like, calmness. It's very, you
it
know.
It takes yeah. me, like, 45 minutes to get from one side of the Canberra to the other. In Sydney, it's, like, what, hours?
Yeah. No, Sydney's dangerous.
Scary.
I'd like to live in Melbourne. Better yet, I'd like to live yeah. on the moon where there's no people.
On the moon? But then there's no pumpkin on the moon, Lila.
I just want to say I'm my crater. Abby.
Well, I think we should go throw to a song while Leela considers her moon house. This is Matching Tattoos by Josh Ross. That was Matching Tattoos by Josh Ross. We were saying it's a nice slow one, 2 a.m. Yeah.
Yes, very
feeling
slow.
The vibes.
That's probably very sad as well.
Yeah, you know. Matching tattoos. I don't have a tattoo, but I think we should throw to the next segment.
Entertainment.
No tattoos, Tia. No?
I'm scared. It took me 18 years to get my ears pierced.
Really?
Yeah. And then it got infected, and so I'm going to have to take them out and re-pierce them.
Do you just have one hole?
Yeah.
One, yeah.
Just one. Mm. But I was really upset about it. Anyways, that's a different thing. Entertainment.
First question. The sons of two famous rock band members have recently come together to release a single titled Primrose Hill. Which band did their fathers perform with?
Is it like a rock band?
Yeah, I said rock band.
Oh.
It was like 20th, think 20th century rock band. It's like the most famous one you can think of.
AC/DC.
Kiss.
It's the Beatles.
Oh.
The Beatles are rock, they aren't
Were
they?
Really?
I think so. If I think they are. I would say they are.
I love the Beatles.
I love the yep. Beatles.
Yeah. Well, it's
Google says they're rock pop beat psychedelia.
Mushrooms.
Yes. Well, rock is in there.
Mushrooms.
Pretty mushrooms. Well, they're mushrooms. Not the bad ones.
Fun guy.
Well, yes, it's the, I don't have their names, unfortunately, but it's the son of Paul McCartney and the son of John Lennon.
But aren't they like,
how old would they be?
Mid-40s now?
Yeah.
And they're starting a band now.
Well, or it's not a band. It's just a song.
Called The Bugs?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's described, the song is described.
I'm glad you enjoyed that.
The Bugs.
Yeah. Well, the song is described as a reflective acoustic ballad, and it is kind of about a viewing spot in London, titled Primrose Hill, obviously. Oh, so, my word. Go listen to that.
I reckon their fathers did a better good job.
Well, I haven't heard maybe the song. Maybe they're the next big thing. So we don't know yet. They've only just released the song.
The Bugs. Squashed.
Honest ratings.
Anyway, next question.
I feel like Brent doesn't like our Bugs title.
It was... Okay. I laughed, okay? Next question. Popular children's show Bluey has returned to our screens. What is special about their new episode titled The Sign?
Well, the sign.
Yeah.
The house is for sale. Their iconic house is for sale.
That's true, but that's not the question. That's not the answer.
I feel like it is the answer.
I don't know much about Bluey, except that he's blue.
She's blue.
Oh, she's blue.
I know, I was surprised by that.
I'll just give it to you, but I'll tell you what I wrote. It's a long episode. It's 28 minutes long, and I don't think they've ever done that before.
Is that long
Why does
for
that
Bluey?
Relate to the title?
I just said the title, but I said what was special about the song.
Oh, I think you said what was special about the title. That's why.
Sorry.
Wow. That makes a lot more sense now. Yeah. I was like, why is my answer not correct? It's about that. I don't deserve a double blush for that.
Well, it's about the wedding of two characters that had met in, I think, the second season. So that's exciting. And obviously they're selling their house because the father has gotten a new job. So, yeah. And people are concerned that it's sort of the end of the show. So,
right. Yeah. Well, Home and Away has been going favor, so I'm sure Bluey will go.
That's true. Well, I don't watch Bluey, but I've seen a lot of like parents on TikTok and Instagram being like bawling their eyes out over the last episode. Yeah.
It's so funny because obviously they're putting it on for the kids, but they get invested.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, because
it's a high quality show.
Yeah, because I watched a couple episodes when my cousins were here and they were younger. This was like when it first started.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is actually quite good. Like, it's not like one of those sort of like, you know, mind-numbing shows for kids where it's just like the same thing every single time and there's no jokes. Like, adults don't find it interesting as well. Like, this one covered a lot of, like, topics. So, wow. Yeah. It's a pretty good show.
I've never watched it.
It's
good.
You
should go home and watch one. Watch the sign.
Third question. A woman has been found guilty and sentenced to the longest possible sentence of 18 months following which film set-related incident in 2021?
I know this.
Yes, me too. Is it the Rust?
The Rust
situation. Is it manslaughter that she got? Involuntary manslaughter?
I'm sure it was. She obviously was the person who was in charge of the guns on set.
Yes.
The
armor
yes.
Pretty crazy. That's the thing. Like, what was a real bullet doing?
Exactly.
In the set? How could it be put into the gun? Like, it's just, it's all a bit suspicious.
Mm.
I was actually having this conversation with my mum. There's nothing else apart from that. We were just talking about it. Just like, I should share that.
Yeah. Well, fourth question. I'm sorry. I'm actually horrible at transitions anyway. A Swedish company has bought the brand name and IP of which other famous rock band for an estimated $300 million.
Bloody hell. It's not the Beatles?
No.
The Bugs.
It's not the Bugs either.
That's why we haven't heard of them.
One song.
They're not famous yet. They're not famous yet.
I need the question again. I got distracted by the rock band.
A Swedish company has bought the brand name and IP of which other famous rock band for an estimated $300 million.
So a Swedish brand or band?
Company.
A Swedish
company bought the band name and IP.
And is it an American band and IP?
Yes.
Okay.
Goodness. I think so. Well, we can discuss it. You guys said one of the names, the name of the band before.
Kiss.
So. Yes, it's Kiss.
Oh.
Yeah. Is Kiss American?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Why did they do that?
Yeah, why'd they do that?
I'm sure they just wanted it. I don't know.
Well,
they had collaborated with Kiss before, so.
What is the company? I'm only thinking like IKEA.
Let me see. Let me read this article.
Because does Kiss still make music? I don't think so. Like playing the same stuff.
Yeah.
Paint their faces.
Well, it was established by Bjorn from ABBA. So.
I love ABBA.
That's Swedish, obviously.
Yeah. Did you know that it is ABBA's 50th anniversary since winning Eurovision?
Did you also know, funny, there's this festival which I've been hassling my fiancé to go to this weekend, which is not going to happen. But anyway, Little Town out in, I don't know, the Dickies in Australia. It's like a 2-hour drive from us. But they do, there's a Bjorn concert, like, and they do the whole, like, ABBA lineup. And then when it's dark, there's 15 hot air balloons in a row. And then they, to music, you know, like they do Skyfire to music.
Yeah.
To music, they light up the flames.
Oh.
And then you see the faces.
Oh.
How cool is that?
I think I want to go to this.
Yes. That's what I said.
We should go. Sorry to your fiancé. Leela and I are going instead.
Road trip.
Okay, gosh. I have a bit more information.
Oh, sorry.
I have a quote from the head of investment of the company. It's called Pop House, by the way.
Oh,
our mission is to fulfill the band's vision to become immortal and let new generations discover and be a part of the Kiss journey and carry it forward. So they basically want to do like, you know how ABBA had those virtual concerts? They want to do stuff like that.
I really want to go to one of those virtual concerts.
Yeah. It's funny though, like ABBA, I feel, is a bit more audience friendly. Kiss is a very specific market.
It's a niched audience. Yeah. Like they're well known and they've got some good songs.
They're scary.
I feel like they are scary. But I feel like it's not. Well, maybe you never know. Maybe now that Bjorn is in control, maybe they'll become. they'll have their own little ABBA avatar. Yeah. I mean, not ABBA, Kiss avatars. You can't make a fun, because they call themselves like the ABBA avatars. They're like avatar. Like it's just, it blends together.
Cabotar.
Yeah.
Cabotar.
It's a bit close to cannibalism. Maybe.
Kiss avatars.
Kiss avatars.
That doesn't. That
isn't. Stay tuned. Give us your best ideas as if we have any control over their name.
Well, I mean, the same company has actually bought Cyndi Lauper's music catalog too.
Oh,
so,
collecting.
Yeah. That's so interesting.
How do they choose? These are such random. Cyndi Lauper and Kiss?
Yeah.
Are they going to make them collaborate? They're going to do like an AI collaboration? Imagine. Cyndi Lauper saying, I was made for loving you. Kiss, kiss.
Well, speaking of music, I have one last question left.
That was a good segue.
Thank you. Which major artist's music has returned to TikTok despite their label, Universal Music, keeping the rest of their catalogue off the platform? The rest of the, as in the rest of the artist is signed to Universal Music.
Ooh.
It's a big one. Like it's a big artist.
No, Taylor Swift.
Yes, Taylor Swift.
Wonderful. I was going to say Britney.
No. Mm. Well, Taylor Swift, obviously she left her last label in not the best way. Mm. So when she signed with Universal, she kind of kept control of where her music can appear.
Sure.
So, which is not a very, apparently, according to the article I read, is not a very common thing. So,
oh, wow. There you go.
Yeah.
Who would have thunk it?
Well, that was entertainment.
That was a good segment.
Thank you.
We traveled the world.
We traveled the world. We heard songs. We made up band names. We've grown. We're going to an ABBA festival.
Oh, so funny. Cavatars.
Yeah. Cavatars. Owletars. What would owls be? If Bjorn bought the owl, what would our owl avatars be called?
Bloody fantastic.
That's a fun thought. UCFM avatars. That doesn't work. I'll be dwelling on that.
Stay tuned. Yeah, we'll do a special show where we come up with that name. But if you want to listen to more of this show, you can catch the replay on UCFM and iHeartRadio at Thursday on midday.
Yay! Yippee!
And don't forget to follow the Owl at the Owl _UC and UCFM at UCFM _87.8.
There's lots of good stuff on there. There's lots of good stories being posted on the Owl right now. I'm pretty excited. I see it. I'm like, ooh. I'm like an excited child. I'm like, ooh, what's the story today? So go follow. Go like it. Go read our stories. I'm not biased, but
and comment.
Good. Yeah, and comment.
Yeah.
Send us a message.
Smiley face.
Smiley face.
Well, until next time.
That's Al from us.